Okay. Let's welcome our next speakers on the new Swiss open source law.
Yes, good evening, everybody. It's a great honor to be here at this conference at the FOSDEM. It was many years ago when I was here last time, but now I'm glad to be back, and I'm very happy to present together with Rika Koch our new law that we achieved basically getting in Switzerland. It has been a long journey, and it's great that we can now present this, and we are very interested also for your feedback in the end, if something similar is existing in other countries or how we also have to continue in this journey. So briefly, just our background, we are academics from Bern, Switzerland, but we, from my side, I'm also an activist since almost 20 years when I wrote my master's thesis about open source community building, and I'm very glad that we can now present this to you. And Rika will start.
Good afternoon from my side as well. My name is Rika Koch, as Matthias mentioned. I'm a law professor at the Berner Fachhochschule in Bern. And I want to speak to you today about the regulation, the legal side of open source software in Switzerland for the public sector. Here it is again. So in the beginning, when we talk about regulation of the of open source in the public sector, there was literally nothing. And I wrote here dark past, but we're not talking about the so far past, we're talking about 10, 20 or even 2 years back. Although there was a strategy of the Swiss federal government that said, well, basically open source software would be nice because it's economically efficient and it produces good quality, but there was nothing in the law. We had a strategy. So when there is nothing regulated, you don't really know whether you can do it, whether it is allowed through the public sector to develop their software open source, licensing it open source or not, which is called in legal terms, there was a lot of legal uncertainty. So developers or the private sector who offered their software to the public sector didn't really know whether it was possible or not. So the crucial question here is, can the public sector develop and also distribute open source software, or do they have to do it closed source? Well, if you ask the IT experts, probably all of them tell you, yes, of course they can. But in comes the spoilers, the legal persons, the lawyers, and they say, wait a second, it's not that easy. So the Swiss government was in this situation where the IT expert says, please do open source softwares. And the lawyers say, no, no, it's complicated, please don't. And what do? They ask, they pay a lot of money for, of course, the legal experts for a legal opinion. Oh, sorry, I hand over to Matthias to explain first why the pressure arose.
Thank you. So basically, from a historical point of view, this is interesting because it